We're going to cross on over to Beirut now, live, in which the Secretary General of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, is speaking. Let's go in and take a listen to what's being said.
We must remember what happened previously. Where were we right? Where did we make mistakes? How did we confront the elements of strength, the elements of weakness, read about what happened, reevaluate what happened so we can know how to confront future challenges. And in order for our choices and our stances to be correct and to be responsible, we must reevaluate the past. We all realize today that Lebanon is facing a new period, a new future. The resistance is facing a new period of targeting. The resistance now is facing a new period of being targeted, and I will list several elements. Now, of course, any one of my colleagues can have a different reading and divide it in a different way, but until now, I believe that we have entered into five phases. We have overcome four phases, and now we are in the fifth phase of the process of targeting the resistance in Lebanon. Of course, what was published, the books which were published in the last few days and last few weeks, and some of these books, I did not look at the translations, but some of what was published in the newspapers, we read some of this, whether it be the book called The Secrets of the Politics, or the memoirs of Tony Blair, or the last book by George Bush, or the book which was published by the former UNIFIL commander, Alan Pellegrini. All of these documents, all of this information helps us. Of course, we want to focus specifically on the books of George Bush and Tony Blair. They are the most important books, actually, because it has judicial value, legal value. Why? Because we have a confession. We have these two individuals writing down and confessing and saying, I thought this, I did that, I carried out this. It's not someone writing on behalf of them. They themselves wrote these books. Although I was told that the French book was also very important and was educationally important, but this French book is based upon quotes. However, the books of George Bush and Tony Blair are written by these individuals themselves, George Bush and Tony Blair, who were deciding and who were planning, and these two people are now writing and confessing to some of what they did, to some of the things they did. And we can build upon this, and nobody, nor in Lebanon or in the outer world, can say, where did you get this information from? From where this information? Nobody can say this, because this information is from their books. So we want to take advantage of this. However, at the beginning, I must put your attention to the following. I must point out to the magnitude, to the scope of hatred and brutality in the thinking of George Bush and Tony Blair. By their confessions they made, Tony Blair speaks about Syria, and when he speaks about Syria, he doesn't speak about overthrowing the regime in Syria. Of course, he is a politician, he is a well-known politician, he was the British Prime Minister for many years, and he cannot make a mistake in expressing his opinion. He speaks about destroying the Syrian state, destroying the Syrian state. The Syrian state is one thing and the Syrian regime is something else. What happened in Iraq is not a change for the regime in Iraq. What happened in Iraq was destruction of the country. Destruction of Iraq, not changing the regime, not changing the political regime. They destroyed the army, they destroyed the state, the ministers, they destroyed the country, they destroyed the community. They completely destroyed that country, and now the Iraqi leaders today and the Iraqi people today, the Iraqi intellectuals today, have great responsibility on their shoulders, and they are in dire need to rebuild Iraq in all aspects. They must rebuild Iraq when it comes to the Iraqi human, to the Iraqi culture, to the sympathy, to the state, to the decision making, to the institutions. They destroyed everything in Iraq. The spirit which Bush and Tony Blair came to the region, this was a spirit of destruction, destroying Syria, destroying Iraq, destroying Lebanon, destroying Iran, not just to overthrow the regime. What happened in Afghanistan and what's going on in Afghanistan is the destruction of that country. And this is all for the sake of what? It's just for the sake of Israel. I'm not saying this. I'm going to read quotes from these books and quotes from the publications of our brother George Bush. All of this destruction is for the sake of who? Israel. Now let's speak about the main reasons behind the attacking the resistance. And I hope that we get the chance. Sometimes in Lebanon, I wish that what I say today will be a subject of debate between us as Lebanese, because it concerns our destiny, all of us. After the great victory which was achieved by the resistance in the year 2000, when Israel withdrew from most of South Lebanon, and one of the most important themes of this victory is, as we said before, is that it put the last nail in the Israeli project, in the greater Israeli project. The Israelis themselves said at that time, and the Americans said, that they would not be silent to this resistance which defeated Israel. That's what they said in the year 2000. And at that time we entered into a new era of targeting the resistance in Lebanon specifically. Of course, I have specified one name for every phase in every era. The first phase or era is the confrontation with the international community. Actually, I have chosen the names from the comments of our enemies. The first targeting of the resistance after the victory in the year 2000, the first targeting of resistance was after the adoption of Resolution 1559. Sylvain Shalom, the former Foreign Minister of a Zionist entity, said that after the year 2000, I went on a tour throughout the whole world for the sake of reaching this resolution, Security Council Resolution 1559. He believes this resolution is his accomplishment. Of course, Israel took part in this, and Sylvain Shalom said the following. He said, we want Hezbollah and the resistance in Lebanon to be in confrontation with the international community. Why should Hezbollah be in a confrontation with Israel? Israel was defeated in the confrontation with the Lebanese resistance. So let's go to another place where we put the Lebanese resistance face to face against the international community. These were the Israeli efforts which were practiced. These were the Israeli efforts, and these efforts at a certain time met up or came into agreement after the unfolding of certain events. They ended or they unfolded with the meeting of the former US President George Bush and former French President Jacques Chirac. This is what George Bush says in his book, and this is what the French book Secrets of Presidents also said. In the meeting between Bush and Chirac, they decided, they agreed on Resolution 1559. This is what they have said, meaning UN Security Council Resolution 1559 is an American-French creation of American-French architecture. Bush-Chirac architecture, together with the contribution of regional countries and other world powers. But the real creators of Resolution 1559 were George Bush and Jacques Chirac. The resistance before the adoption of 1559 was not part of the internal political conflict, but the resistance had to pay a price for what was going on in the region. Regarding, or when it comes to Bush or Chirac, or when it comes to Chirac, actually his priority was for Syria to withdraw from Lebanon. He wasn't in a hurry to target the resistance, maybe. But the priority for George Bush was to end the Lebanese and Palestinian resistance. For the sake of what? For the sake of serving what remains of the project for the new Middle East, which we were approaching. In the end, part of the targeting in 1559 partly targeted the resistance, and it still does, actually. Yesterday, Sylvain Shalom, who is no longer foreign minister, he is vice prime minister in the Zionist entity, what did he say? Sylvain Shalom said that the indictment which will be released in the Hariri tribunal will lead to the implementation of Resolution 1559. He said that the indictment in the Hariri tribunal, which will be against Hezbollah in his point of view, will lead to the implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1559. But he's dreaming. Now we're going to go back to this, of course, in the speech. But let's continue now with the analysis. Maybe they assumed that the Security Council would hold a meeting and the whole world would support them and that Lebanon would be divided and America exists in Iraq, is present in Iraq and is present in Afghanistan and Israel controls the region. And so they might have believed that this will lead to a collapse of the Syrian-Lebanese political stance and the resistance political stance and the Iranian political stance. Maybe this is what they assumed, and they assumed that things will go this way, and if we continue with these threats and with the war and with these pressures, they would say you're confronting the international community. Now we're listening to this, that the confrontation with the international community began in year 2004. In year 2004, they said that you are confronting the international community because you refused to implement Resolution 1559. But they were mistaken. They thought that if they put the international community in a confrontation with the resistance, or even in a confrontation with Syria, they thought then everybody would be defeated, that the resistance in Syria would be defeated. But this did not happen. So this was phase one, or era number one. Now we enter into phase two, era two. We witnessed the assassination of former Prime Minister Anwar Rafiq Hariri. This created an earthquake in the country. And then we witnessed an American-French agreement, and we saw pressures being applied. And everything whatsoever, all pressures, all possible pressures were practiced on Syria so that it would withdraw from Lebanon, and Syria did withdraw, so they wanted to recreate or redraw the map of Lebanon. The second phase, which began with the political process in year 2005, I believe this was a phase which targeted the resistance, but in a soft way, a kind of soft war against the resistance. How I called it, trying to buy the resistance by saying they could take power. Let's add to what was published in the French book, The Secret of Presidents. What was published, the quotes of the book which were published concerning the meeting between the French ambassador at that time with me is true. The French and the administration of Jacques Chirac, because we don't want to open a battle with the French now, although they have opened the battle with the whole world, the administration of Jacques Chirac had a certain vision which said the following: let's take Hezbollah and the resistance, let's take them to power, let's bring them to power. This is not my analysis, but this is what the French ambassador at that time used to tell me. But more importantly, President Chirac, in a meeting with one of the presidents of one of the regional countries, I don't want to name this president of one of the regional countries, Chirac told this president the following. He said, me and George Bush, we both agree that the resistance in Lebanon must end and it must be disarmed. However, the difference between me and the Americans is that I want to accomplish this goal with my mind and via politics, while the Americans want to achieve this by muscle. In my point of view, Chirac is speaking, of course, let's make the resistance in Hezbollah, let's bring them into the political leadership, and let's open the doors of leadership to them, open the doors of authority to them. After time passes, Hezbollah by itself, without anyone telling it, Hezbollah will feel that it's remaining in the battlefield of resistance and that it's holding on to the arms will become a burden on it, and hence Hezbollah will abandon its weapons. This was how Jacques Chirac thought. This was his way of thinking. This is the Honorable Jacques Chirac. I thank him. He sent me this message. And of course, this president who met with Jacques Chirac, I'd like to salute him. I don't salute Jacques Chirac. I salute the president who met with him. And so this message was given to me by one of the presidents of the regional countries who met with Jacques Chirac. The chance which was given to Jacques Chirac to accomplish this goal together with his friends in Lebanon, let's use respectful terms, Chirac's chance was 1 year. He had a chance of 1 year, 1.5 years to accomplish this goal. Why? Because the birth of a new Middle East cannot put up with more hesitation or more delay. So this new Middle East must be born. This is what they thought. So you don't have a lot of time. Go and see what you should do. Actually, we in Hezbollah, it was proposed to us. leadership was proposed to us in the way which no proposal was made to any other political party. And here I want to add one other thing. I want to correct